to Aurelia head coach Dan Wendell as the Warriors defeat Storm Lake St. Mary's tonight. 10 runs, coach. I had you for 10 hits. Alex Snyder threw a great game. Things clicking well again tonight for
yeah,
you.
Yeah, I tell you, we've been playing pretty good baseball the last couple weeks, and I just like how we hit. I mean, I love how we hit. The pitching tonight was it's probably Alex's one of his best performances. He was in. I told him just in the huddle. I go, he was in charge the whole night and mixed it up and really not. Didn't get into a lot of trouble, you know, walking people. And so we always have kind of a bugaboo about the fourth, fifth inning, and we got through that. So I was pretty happy with the whole performance we
tonight. Alex Snyder with 11 strikeouts, throwing a three-hitter, and 11 wins in a row now for the team, Dan. Confidence has to be high.
Yeah, it really is. It just took a while. We had some injuries and things like that, but I really like we got some really good production out of some of our younger guys. Keaton Mork's just been really good for us, TJ Walters, and it's just we found a piece of the puzzle, and we've been just kind of on a roll, and I just kind of like how we fit together, you know, when we're hitting, and the one thing we do is we can drive it into gaps, and we can have a little home run power. It just tops it all off.
And you're beating good teams, a Newell Fonda team that's much improved, beat you the first time around, beat them last night, and ranked teams, Coon Rapids, Bayard, and Van Meter last week in a team that had one loss before that.
Yeah, I know. I tell you what, we drove, almost 3 hours, 2 hours and 45 minutes on a bus, crawl off and play a game and then crawl back on the bus. And I'm telling you, we beat some good teams last week. And if you'd have told me, I would have been happy, you know, just splitting that, you know, with Coon Rapids and Van Meter. And we ended up winning them both. And actually, we were in control of the game the whole time. And they got a couple few runners in the seventh. We gave up a couple runs in both games in the seventh. But we were just comfortable. And I like how we're playing. And I just like the vibe on the team. And you can just tell by sitting up here, they're having fun, and that's 99% of it, you know.
Yeah, and this increased offensive productivity, you could really say, started with the win over Cherokee. Hopefully you'll get to meet them a second go-around in the postseason, and I guess from talking to your wife recently, the stepson really played a big part in getting the bats going.
Oh, yeah, Jeremy's been up here working with him a little bit, you know, on the field, and it's really helped us, and Cherokee is just one of those teams that they can hit. And in the district, I mean, everybody has a good record, but, you know, I think both of us just really kind of don't like to, you know, we're kind of dreading facing each other because we both can hit. And it's just going to come down to who's pitching well that night. Mm-hmm. But it should be a really good game if we make it that far, you know. MMCRU, I don't know a lot about them. I'm going to do some homework, but they're in a tough conference up there, so, you know, it'll be interesting, but we have a tough district. I mean, we got a lot of good teams
really
in it.
Really balanced.
Yes, it really is. And you know what? You move up to 2A, that's to be expected. Everybody's got, you know, a few more kids, and they got, you know, everybody's got a pitcher, so you just got to get through them and, you know, play a good D, you'll be fine. You just got to play defense.
Yeah, and you got some strong regular season competition to get you to the second season next week. Remsen St. Mary's, always a force in Class 1A, and a Lakes Conference Spencer team. And you were telling me last weekend, really maybe not such a bad thing to have to play that opening round of district game as your second of back-to-back state appearances in 2012. You did just that.
Yeah, exactly. Both times we went down to Des Moines in 2A, we did not have the bye, and sometimes that's a good thing. I really don't mind playing that first game and kind of getting the nerves out and everything, and everybody else has to sit and wait for, you know, a few more days, and the nerves start building. And I thought it really helped us and played to our advantage the last couple times. You know, trust me, if I had just one big ace I could roll out on the mound, I would like the bye. But, you know, we don't have that. We have just
a four group guys throwing really well, though.
Yeah, that's exactly. So, it, you know, I don't even know right now who I'm going to pitch, but, you know, we'll figure it out. And I could go with any one of them and we'd be fine, I think. So I just like the balance and the depth that we have, you know, I really do. And I think I finally got our hitting lineup figured out, and we look a lot more comfortable at the plate, and that that was a lot of our problem early on. You know, you just got to see pitches.
Mm-hmm. So. Got the ingredients to put a postseason run together as Altarelia Baseball now 19-5 on an 11-game winning streak after their win tonight over Storm Lake St. Mary's. Dan Wendell, thanks for your time, and we'll be seeing it come postseason time.
All right, and I sure appreciate you guys. You guys do a great job of covering us. So
thank you.
Yeah, you bet.
Thank you, Dan.
Uh-huh.